The understanding was that the PCOs will provide a point of leadership interaction with the community and ensure that the PCOs are able, one, to provide service and assistance to members of the public in dealing with government processes and departments. Two, to inform and engage the public and get their feedback on the effectiveness of policies and programs. Three, to maintain an involved presence in the community, get involved in finding solutions to problems and bring concerns to the attention of the government. Four, to provide informal advice and counseling on personal matters as well as legal and procedural problems with accessing rights or government processes. Five, to act as honest brokers and mediators between conflicting interests, often community and government, or conflicting interest groups in a community. Six, to find out and collate local opinion and views about the pending issues. And seventh, to act as the advocate for the community to each level of government and political parties on problems concerning specific individuals and the community at large.